This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange under arrest in London as he was hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy a few hours ago. UK officials confirming the request by the United States for Assange's extradition for an alleged computer-related offense. The Justice Department's expected to officially announce charges later on this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May addressed British Parliament about the news this morning.
I would like to thank the Metropolitan Police for carrying out their duties with great professionalism and to welcome the cooperation of the Ecuadorian government in bringing this matter to a resolution.
FlightAware says over 600 flights are delayed, about 500 canceled, because of a major spring storm that could dump over 2 feet of snow on the planes. Warnings are up in at least a dozen states for bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The president's leveling new accusations against Democrats, saying their stance on the southern border is treasonous. He tweets this morning, their open border mindset is putting our country at risk. Weekly jobless claims are down again. Figures just out from the Labor Department show 196,000 first-time claims for unemployment last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week. And the number is the lowest since October of 1969. A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were 3 fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
YouTube had to disable comments on a live feed of a congressional hearing. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As House lawmakers grilled Facebook and Google officials about hate speech and the rise of white nationalism on Tuesday, a stream of hateful comments popped up on a live stream of the hearing on Google-owned YouTube, giving lawmakers a potent example of how pervasive objectionable content remains on the platform. Comments in the live chat accompanying the stream on the House Judiciary Committee's official channel were so inflammatory that YouTube actually disabled the chat feature in the middle of the hearing, and several other live streams of the hearing on YouTube were bombarded with racist and anti-Semitic posts on the platform's live chat feature just moments after the hearing began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
European Union leaders and Britain have agreed to extend Brexit until October 31st. EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. But it's still enough to find the best possible solution. These to not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Good to have you along with us, and great to have our next guest with us. His name is Ernst Rhodes. He is the author of Kill the Boer, Government Complicity in South Africa's Brutal Farm Murders. Rhodes is the deputy CEO of Afroforum, CEO of Forum Films, a civil rights activist and scholar of constitutional law in South Africa. Ernst, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's good to be on the show. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, great to have you here to talk about South Africa's socialism. You say began like current American socialism. So you're seeing the indicators that this country is moving in a direction to where you have been before. And what say you to the citizens of America?
Yes, South Africa is a country that consists of about 7 million people, and millions of the people in South Africa who might make up a minority regard themselves as Westerners and also look to the U.S. as the leader of the people, or as a country that that should serve as an example of how to do things and how not to do things. But we are concerned because in South Africa we experience the consequences of aggressive centralization of power in the state, of government thinking that it knows better than civilians, than ordinary citizens, and all those type of things. And we experience that with, on a variety of levels, and it is concerning to look to the U.S., to a country that many regard as a leading country or the leading country, and to see that there are opinion formers in the U.S. that are flirting with the same type of ideas that have been tried in many countries across the world, including South Africa, and that have failed. So it is concerning to us to see this.
Well, I can only imagine that you see this, and even in South Africa, where you find yourself dealing with the brutal reality of farm murders. It started so seemingly maybe innocent, maybe not quite as cruel as it is, certainly. It just gradually overtook the area. Is that correct?
Yes. So the farm murders in particular started in the year 1990, which was the year, of course, South Africa is a complicated country, but we had the apartheid system, and we're all very glad that the system ended, and no one wants to go back to that system. But the ANC was banned under apartheid for being basically a communist organization, which in itself wasn't a good idea to ban organizations based on their beliefs. But in 1990, the ANC was basically unbanned and came back to South Africa, and that's when these attacks also started. And we have seen in recent years, there was a very sharp increase of around the year 2000, after which it has declined. And now in recent years, we see it escalate again in the sheer numbers thereof, but also in the brutality thereof. It's the most atrocious type of torture imaginable that we see happening during these attacks.
So help me understand here. So apartheid is done away with, and then you have retribution now coming back to South Africa in a very violent and extreme way.
Yes, the irony about the whole thing is, there were many problems with the apartheid system, but the major problem was that it was a system of social engineering. It was a system of excessive government control and government deciding on behalf of people what they should be doing and should not be doing. And also categorizing people according to their color, to the color of their skin, and treating them differently. And that's what was campaigned against by the ANC, the party currently governing South Africa. But the irony is that the ANC is doing the exact same thing. In other words, categorizing people according to the color of their skin, treating them differently. A very aggressive push to centralize power in the state, to take decisions on behalf of people in terms of what would be good for them. So all the things that the ANC described as evil and for which they received a lot of international support, including from the US, are the same things that they are now doing in South Africa. That's the big irony of the whole thing. And they actually have a term for this in South Africa. They call it the National Democratic Revolution. And what they mean by that, it's a two-phase revolution according to their policy document. So the first phase was to present themselves as being liberal and as being in favor of freedom for everyone and equality, the real sense of the word. And in doing so, obtaining state power, getting international support, getting the popular vote, becoming the government. And the second phase of this revolution, according to their policy document, is to now use the state mechanisms to further the goals of the revolution, which is to promote socialism in South Africa.
And as you say, it's quite ironic and interesting with what is taken over South Africa. You know, we have so many similar indications. You know, you're basically what you have identified is a tribalistic type of, identity that has taken place. And so then it divides people. It doesn't unite them. You're data driven. You get personal victim accounts, which I want you to explain to our audience a little bit more. Statistical analysis of the crises. You get crucial reports. And this is amazing that all this is being monitored. Now, to make sure that we understand you correctly, are you saying the ANC? Is that what you're saying?
ANC, the African National Congress, yes, the ruling party
okay.
in South Africa.
Okay, so they were, at one time, they were ousted, and, you know, and then after apartheid, when apartheid was eliminated, ANC, I'm sorry.
ANC, African National Congress.
African National Congress, ANC. Okay, so then they come back, and now they are the ruling party. Amazingly, that they were ousted and then came back in a strong way. I mean, this is almost reminiscent of Nazism and what happened in Germany, is it not?
Yes, it is. Well, there's two things to be said about that. The first is the reason why they came back stronger than they were even initially is because they were, and this isn't a secret, it's public knowledge, the information is public, but it is because they were funded quite aggressively by the Soviet Union, who at the time, as you would know better than me, was trying to push this global communist revolution. And so they were funded because the Soviet Union saw that the ANC, that I'm talking about the 70s and the 80s here, they saw that the ANC could one day be the popular party in South Africa and one day be the ruling party of South Africa, and they've succeeded in that thing. And so they had ties with China and Vietnam and so forth. And the irony to link to the second part of your question, the reference to Nazism, is that's actually how the party describes themselves. They describe their ideology as an ideology of national socialism. They describe it as a combination of African nationalism with socialism. So, and it really is both, because we have these policies in South Africa that are aimed to give preferential treatment to black Africans. That's the nationalism part, and then we have this push to centralize everything in the state. And we have all these government-controlled companies that are failing dismally, that have monopolies, such as the power supplier in South Africa and various other companies. They have monopolies in what they do, and they keep failing dismally, and the government is bailing them out with taxpayers' money. So it's really socialism at work in South Africa.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to take a quick break. We've got Ernst Roach with us, the author of Kill the Boer. More from him after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Ernst Rose is our guest. He is the author of the book, Kill the Boer, Government Complicity in South Africa's Brutal Farm Murders. Rose, why, Ernst, I should say, why is it that we have heard so little of what's going on in South Africa?
Well, it's very politically incorrect to talk about the problems in South Africa. And part of the reason for that is the current ruling party, of course, is the party of Nelson Mandela, and who became president in South Africa in 1994. And the narrative about South Africa, as is unfortunately the case on many other issues, and I think in the U.S. as well, is that the country was divided, at least in terms of the narrative, between two groups. There were the evil villains on the one side, and there were the saintly heroes on the other side. And those who were deemed as the saintly heroes turned out not to be as saintly as were portrayed. And they were actively, not were, they are actively trying to promote socialism in South Africa. And they were the ones that the ANC was the organization, not the organization, was one of the many organizations who were fighting against the apartheid system. And for that reason, they were seen as, well, they were fighting against this evil system, so certainly they have to be the good guys. But it turns out that you can campaign or fight against a bad system and still be a bad guy, or campaign against something with your own bad motive. And so to speak out against this is politically incorrect, because we should be saying that these are a group of well-intentioned people and that they are doing only good things in South Africa. But the reality is just not that. I can give you an example. So I spoke about the power supplier, the state having a monopoly on electricity in South Africa. Now we have what we call load shedding. The system has failed to such an extent that the other day, before coming to the U.S. now, on a Saturday, we had only 2 hours of electricity the whole day, because the state isn't able to provide the electricity anymore, because they've chased away the competent people who are working there based on the color of their skin, and they've appointed their own cadres, their own politically connected people who have no skills or knowledge whatsoever to run the company to generate electricity, but they've appointed nonetheless. And so the system starts to implode, but because the state has such massive control over the system, despite the fact that it's imploding, they still remain in power.
Wow, this is amazing. So basically, what you have is, almost like the fulcrum of apartheid has come back 180 degrees, and so in a sense, for some, this is their idea of reparations is now making the white man suffer at their hands. Is that what this has come down to?
Yes, that's what it is. So they use the term non-racialism, but it's essentially racism. And all the things that were pointed out as why the apartheid system was a bad system, all of those things are now ANC policy. It's now the policy of the South African government, which includes categorizing of people according to their skin, preferential treatment based on skin color, government deciding on behalf of people what they should do, banning ideas that government doesn't like or support. All of those things are happening in South Africa, and it's being implemented by the movement that fought, or at least one of the movements that fought against the apartheid system. And once again, that's the point I made earlier, that because they fought against the apartheid system, they have to be the good guys, so we need to sort of give them a free pass. And that's why the problem in South Africa is not getting the necessary attention, so it's not just not politically correct to be talking about this.
Now, these brutal farm murders that are taking place, what kind of, I mean, is this happening in mass? I mean, are we talking thousands of people? I mean, one is enough here. But I'm just trying to give our audience perspective of what's going on, because they're hearing this probably in many cases for the first time, and they may be a little shocked. And while we have their minds open to understand what's going on here, and while you're available to talk about this, because as you said, it's not politically correct. And I got to imagine the United Nations is probably complicit in all this as well.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, firstly, it's not a genocide. I mean, we've seen genocides happening in Rwanda and Nazi Germany. It's not people being put in thrown in concentration camps and or slaughtered in the streets by the tens of thousands. But what we do see is in terms of the farm attacks, the farming community in South Africa is some of the best farmers in the world, but it's a fairly small community. There's a debate about the numbers, but there's roughly 30 to 35,000 commercial farmers in South Africa. Now, of course, you don't need to be a commercial farmer to be the victim of a farm murder. You could be the wife of the farmer or a child or a worker. But these attacks are happening currently on average about one attack per day, maybe slightly more than that, and on average about one or two murders per week in South Africa. So I wrote the book Kill the Boer, and in the first chapter, the preface to the book actually, just to give an idea of how bad the situation is, I started by only talking about or writing about the people who I personally know who have been attacked on farms, or the people I personally knew who have been murdered on farms. So I can, as I'm talking to you now, I can list the people who I knew who've been murdered on farms in South Africa. So it's not something that happens far away. It's something that's affecting a fairly small community, and it's affecting them on a daily basis. And it's not only people being shot in the head. It's people being tortured to death with blow torches, or being dragged over dirt roads on behind pickup trucks, or people being thrown in boiling water, or shower nozzles being forced down their throats, or bleach being forced down their throats. And it's the most atrocious type of torture that you can imagine happening currently in South Africa.
Well, according to the South African party leader there, he says white existence is a crime. And he tells the white people he won't kill them yet. He says that your time is up. South Africa sets a date for white farmer land grabs. So this is what's coming. And then it's also noted that President Trump, in a tweet, had asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South African land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. Do we have an update on this? Because, again, we're not hearing, like I said, we're not hearing about this here in America. Do you know what the status is with Secretary Pompeo looking into this?
Yes. So first on the first part, and then to get to Secretary Pompeo. So you were referencing a person called Julius Malema. He's one of the most influential politicians in South Africa and on the African continent, in fact. He's not in the ruling party, but he's in a smaller, more extremist party who are working with the ruling party on the expropriation without compensation issue. That's what they call it, to take farmland without paying for it. And he made a political, he's made all sorts of atrocious comments, such as that he intends to slit the throat of whiteness, and he's actively encouraged his followers to engage in land grabs to go and seize people's property. And he made a comment at a political rally recently where he said that he is not calling for a genocide of white people, at least for now. So in terms of the process with the U.S.'s involvement, yes, President Trump tweeted about this, and he gave instruction to Secretary Pompeo to investigate the matter. We do know that a report has been drafted that has been filed to him. However, what we are concerned about is that the report that was filed to Pompeo, we've seen the report, and it relies on a report that claims that the farmers are decreasing. Well, this is not true, and it's quite easy to prove that it's not true.
Well, Ernst, please keep us informed with your progress and what's going on, and we will continue to get the word out there for what you're dealing with, especially in these next 2 weeks that you're here in this country. This is really critical that you get to our elected officials and speak with the Secretary Direct, and let's even hope that the President is aware of this, that maybe even you get an audience with the President to be able to tell your story. Ernst Roach, the author of the book Kill the Boer, Government Complicity in South Africa's Brutal Farm Murders. He is the deputy CEO of AfriForum, CEO of Forum Films, a civil rights activist and scholar of constitutional law in South Africa. Ernst, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange under arrest in London as he was hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy a few hours ago. UK officials confirming the request by the United States for Assange's extradition for an alleged computer-related offense. The Justice Department's expected to officially announce charges later on this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May addressed British Parliament about the news this morning.
I would like to thank the Metropolitan Police for carrying out their duties with great professionalism. Yeah. And to welcome the cooperation of the Ecuadorian government in bringing this matter to a resolution. Yeah.
FlightAware says over 600 flights are delayed, about 500 canceled, because of a major spring storm that could dump over 2 feet of snow on the plains. Warnings are up in at least a dozen states for bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bulls on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Bill Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about filing our taxes. I know many of you still have not filed your taxes. And so what is it that keeps us from filing our taxes on time? Is it possibly, you know, the fear of having to pay Uncle Sam some money and we're going to drag it out to the last minute? Well, we've got a tax expert is going to be joining us, and he's going to share with us what taxpayers need to know before the tax deadline, which is coming up next Monday. So if you're one of the many millions of taxpayers that are going to wait till the last minute to file your taxes this year, well, you know you're not alone, first of all. And the reasons for waiting are everything from not having the right paperwork together to the fear of owing Uncle Sam, as I stated. The fact is, Monday's coming, and that is your tax deadline. And the penalty, and I hope you're hearing this one, the penalty for not filing a tax return is 10 times greater than the penalty for not paying in full. So, what should taxpayers know to avoid possible penalties? Well, here with us to tell us all about is Andrew Wagner. He's an H&R Block Senior Tax Advisor. So, Andrew, what are some reasons people wait till the last minute to file their taxes?
Well, some of the reasons people wait to the last minute to file their tax returns are you have two different groups of people here. You have the traditional procrastinators, and those are the people that are just going to procrastinate no matter what it is in life. But you also have people that just fear the process. They're afraid of the IRS. They're afraid of the entire process of compiling their tax documents and coming into a tax office. Maybe they think they're going to have a large balance due, even if it's unfounded, even if there's no reason to believe that they think they have a large balance due. So they're afraid of encountering this huge tax bill.
Andrew, I understand if people have the perception that they have a big balance due, why this might cause some added fear. But what advice do you have for taxpayers that are fearful of owing regardless?
But even if you do have a balance due, the best thing you can do for yourself is just to file the tax return. Because if you don't file the tax return and you have a balance due, you have to pay a 5% penalty on that balance due per month that you don't file.
Andrew, what are some of the filing mistakes that people make?
Some of the common mistakes that people make when they're filing their tax return is, first off, just not filing the tax return to begin with. That's a mistake people make. Education credits, credits for taxes paid to other states, and also the incorrect filing status. Those are some of the common mistakes we see people make.
Now, we're talking with Andrew Wagner, H&R Block Senior Tax Advisor, who's been preparing individual and small business tax returns since 2008. Of course, you can tell he enjoys working with clients and learning their goals and concerns and connecting their life to taxes. He has extensive experience with small business tax returns, multiple state income, and working with clients across the globe. Andrew, what should last-minute filers do now to avoid missing the tax filing deadline?
Just file your tax return. Go to hrblock.com/checklist, print out an organizer that we have on there for you, and start checking the boxes off. That way you know if you have all of your documents ready. You're still bringing them into an H&R Block office, and you're going to have a preparer do them for you. You just have to supply us with all the correct information.
Andrew, do you suggest setting an appointment?
You could also set an appointment by going to hrblock.com and searching for a zip code near you. So if you set that appointment, you kind of hold yourself accountable to a certain time, or you can call 1-800-HR-BLOCK to set up an appointment with a tax professional.
Well, as we stated earlier, the reality cannot be denied. This coming Monday is your tax deadline, and as Andrew pointed out, the penalty for not filing a tax return 10 times greater than the penalty for not paying in full. Our thanks to Andrew Wagner, H&R Block Senior Tax Advisor, here on Bill Martinez Live. Well, update here. As you heard earlier, Julian Assange has been taken into custody in London, the WikiLeaks founder, nearly 7 years staying in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, finally come to a disastrous end. I guess he upset Ecuador to the point he did some. He released some things about the Vatican, and Ecuador says, "No, we can't handle this anymore." And their relationship over the last year had been strained, and there wasn't. It seems that what the reports are indicating is that Assange didn't do much to, try to mitigate this contention between he and his host country there. Ecuador, and so Ecuador finally said that's it, and supposedly the British police went inside the embassy, which is, that just doesn't happen. I mean, but this is how much I guess Ecuador had finally had it with Assange, and they just told the British, hey, come and get him, and they collected him, and he's in jail right now. And as you also heard, the U.S. is filing charges of hacking. And boy, this is going to be interesting with all this stuff starting to come about. I guess the word for the last couple of years has been exposure, and look for some, information to really come out based on what Julian Assange is privileged of having and what kind of deals may be made and what can be further revealed here. And, of course, with these ongoing hearings that have been taking place in the last couple of days, particularly with Bill Barr and Senate and congressional leaders, we're going to have to wait and see also what happens with Michael Horowitz. He's the inspector general. And his report, this is due, I think they're saying, somewhere about mid-May that his report will come out. And this has been a deep dive. This has been going on for a number of months now. that he has been involved in trying to get down to the bottom of what happened with the FBI, what happened with this, you know, we call it an attempted coup, because I don't know what else to call it. What was thrust upon we the people here by, you know, the FBI and the intelligence community. And this information, I mean, it's like this slow drip process of information that's being thrust upon us. I mean, this is torturous, isn't it? Is it not? But, you know, this is a part and parcel and the personality of the deep state. And I would say, yes, I mean, call it out for who it is. I mean, right now, the Democratic Party and Democratic operatives are all over this. This is their personality and what they've thrust upon us. They know better, the elites, and by and large, are there some Republicans in that elitist category? Certainly. But, you know, it seems to be headed right now by Democratic operatives. And, you know, as this continues to be unfolding, and, you know, I think that with Bill Barr now as the Attorney General, again, I think Dan Perkins said it appropriately, you know, with some due respect for Jeff Sessions. I think Jeff Sessions, really what's going to come out of all this is that he was over his head in just how diabolical this is. Because most people wouldn't think that, you know, our government would be, you know, ill-serving the people and would be so, as Lindsey Graham said, so power-hungry that they would be blinded to process. But that seems to be the case as more and more details come out. In fact, we just got another release here from Judicial Watch that they have discovered, and of course this came out on Monday, Tom Fenton. Again, Judicial Watch has been heroes. I got to tell you, I know it's amazing to me the kind of awards that are handed out. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is going to get a Profiles in Courage Award from the John F. Kennedy Library and Foundation. And you're going, courage for what? You know, because she was a Democrat? You know, I don't understand it. But, of course, then you realize, well, most of the people that are involved with Caroline Kennedy are Democrats. I think there's only one Republican on the board. So I guess, you know, that makes some sense. But unfortunately, what it does for the award itself, kind of like what the Nobel Peace Prize, when Barack Obama, after, you know, coming into office for less than 6 months, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And I didn't see a lot of peace happening under his administration. In fact, what we're finding out now, there was a lot of disruption, and quite likely the White House was complicit in this whole cabal and deep state witch hunt operation, and what they tried to do in claiming some sort of Russian collusion. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover Bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover Bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
All you gotta do is follow the bouncing popcorn box here, and you know that it is time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, Steve Evans.
To Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, just like Steve Evans. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and so is Shazam. Lots of
Shazam.
Absolutely. A lot of smiling faces over at Warner Brothers because the DC comic universe scored last weekend Shazam number one. The reason this, I think, is kind of a big deal is that Shazam isn't one of your major characters from the DC comic universe. You know, you have Batman and Superman. And I guess now we have Shazam, made about 53.5. Pet Sematary, that remake, made about 24.5. Great reviews for that one. Dumbo was number 3, Us was number 4, and Captain Marvel. That movie has made about $375 million in this country alone, and it rounded out the top 5 last weekend. I had a chance to see Amazing Grace, which is the Aretha Franklin documentary. You know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple film. And essentially what they wanted to do is they wanted just to shoot this because they thought they might want to make a documentary or some kind of a TV show about the recording of her gospel album, and went on to become the biggest gospel selling album of all time, I guess. But Aretha wanted to return to the church because she had been a big pop success.
That's her roots. That's where she started.
She grew up
was
in the church.
Church.
Her dad was a minister.
Yes.
And by the way, he is there for this, and along with a lot of other childhood friends and family and relatives and such. But she wanted to record it at a church with a live audience. So they went over to, I think it was Bethel Baptist over in Watts, and recorded this thing. And, you know, it's pretty rough. I mean, a lot of it's out of focus, and they're stopping down. It's a recording session. But what comes through loud and clear is the amazing talent of Aretha Franklin. She just blows the doors off. I mean, it's an amazing performance. And I was thinking, I remember, you know, I bought one of her albums years ago. It became one of my favorites. So I looked it up to see exactly what was special about it. The album was I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You. Mm-hmm. And listen to the songs on this album. Yeah. Respect, Drown in My Own Tears, Never Loved a Man, Baby, 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 Dr. Feelgood. Remember that one? Do Right Woman,
Yes,
Right Man.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, that was a great investment on my part. I wonder whatever happened to the vinyl thing. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about movies and what's happening this weekend. Hellboy is returning. And unfortunately, The critics aren't feeling it. Only 12% are recommending. This is basically a remake of the movie that came out in 2004. The original was was really terrific. It was directed by Guillermo del Toro, who went on to do Pan's Labyrinth and The Shape of Water. And the original Hellboy was Ron Perlman, a guy that, you know, I'll show up for anything he is in. It was a real critic's choice back in the day. This one, not so much, only 12%. And I'm not sure if, he's back, and he's on fire, according to the press release. I'm not sure he's going to be burning up the box office. This is from the pages of Mike Mignola's seminal work. This action-packed story sees the legendary half-demon, half-human superhero called to the English countryside to battle a trio of rampaging giants. I wasn't aware that that sort of thing went on the English countryside. I guess it does. There he discovers the Blood Queen Nimue, played by Mila Jovovich, a resurrected ancient sorceress thirsting to avenge a past betrayal. Suddenly caught in the clash between the supernatural and the human, Hellboy is now hellbent on stopping Nimue without triggering the end of the world. Well, if he does, that's okay, because that's what we do here. We save the world on a regular basis. Anyway, 12% recommending Hellboy out this weekend. We also have a movie called Missing Link, which is an animated film which is getting great reviews. 88% are recommending this one. We have Hugh Jackman voicing, as well as Zach Galifianakis and Zoe Saldana. This Mr. Link is an 8-foot-tall, 630-pound guy covered in fur, but don't let his appearance fool you. He's funny, sweet, and adorably literal, making him one of the world's most lovable legends at the heart of Missing Link. Now, what you have, he's tired of living in the Pacific Northwest, a solitary life, so he recruits a fearless explorer, voiced by Hugh Jackman, to guide him on a journey to find his long-lost relatives in the fabled Valley of Shangri-La. Kind of a interesting movie. I don't know if it's going to even crack the top five, but it is getting great reviews. Missing Link, out this weekend.
Certainly better than Hellboy, right?
I guess so. We have another movie which wasn't reviewed for the critics. It's called After. It's a PG-13 rated movie, but judging from the poster, it looks like there's a lot more going on there than a PG rating would lead you to believe. This is based on Anna Todd's best-selling novel, which became a publishing sensation, according to the press release. This follows Tessa, a dedicated student, a dutiful daughter, and a loyal girlfriend to her high school sweetheart, as she enters her first semester in college. Armed with a grand ambitions for her future, her guarded world opens up when she meets the dark and mysterious Harden Scott, who is a magnetic, brooding rebel. Enter the brooding rebel, who makes her...
There you go.
All she thought she knew about herself and what she wants out of life. This is the brooding rebel is played by Hero Fine Tiffin, if that's the way you pronounce it. Never heard of him, but Selma Blair also in this, as well as Jennifer Beals, After, not reviewed for the critics. Another movie here called Little, which, you know, this concept has been done before, but it always seems to work. It's a lot like the movie Big. This is starring Marseille Martin.
But it's Little. Instead of Big, it's Little.
Kind of the other side of the coin. We have, this is a movie about a woman who is transformed into her younger self at a point in her life when she feels the pressures of adulthood become too much to bear, which is kind of an intriguing concept from time to time. You could only go back, right? To those careful...
Knowing what we know now. Yes, exactly.
that's always important, knowing what we know now. Another movie here, we talked about it last week. It's called High Life. It's going wide this weekend. 88% are recommending. This is directed by Claire Dennis. This is one of these, it looks like a movie that I might not understand. So, you know, one of those movies where you come out and go, what was that about? But anyway, here's the deal. Monty, played by Robert Pattinson, and his baby daughter are now the last survivors of a damned and dangerous mission to the outer reaches of the solar system. The crew, death row inmates, led by a doctor played by Juliette Binoche, with a sinister motive, they've all vanished. And as the mystery of what happened on board the ship is unraveled, the father and daughter must rely on each other to survive as they hurtle toward the oblivion of a black hole. There you go. 88%.
Well, what do you expect? What do you expect? You're hanging with the crew of death row inmates. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know why you would think going into outer space with a crew of death row inmates would be a good idea in the first place.
And you're going to take your daughter with you.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, make it a family affair. I know you are a fan of the faith-based film. We have this movie, which I just became aware of this morning, called Mary Magdalene. Have you heard anything about this?
Yes, I have. But I have not. They were supposed to send me a link, so I'm standing by on that. But, yes, go ahead.
Well, only 39% are recommending. I'm not sure why that is. But the thing that caught my eye is the cast in this thing. You have a movie which is starring Rooney Mara as Mary. We have Joaquin Phoenix and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Now, Chiwetel, of course, he was in 12 Years a Slave and The Martian. Joaquin's done all kinds of great things. And it's all directed by Garth Davis, and he directed a movie called Lion, which starred Dev Patel a few years back, which is just a terrific film. So it's the story of Mary Magdalene coming out, and we have, of course, Easter coming up on the 21st, if I'm correct.
That is correct. And then, of course, we'll have next week Breakthrough, the movie Breakthrough. And we'll talk more about it next week, I'm sure, because this thing has really been resonating as well. And Steve, this has just been, I mean, even watching, you know, people in the movies when the trailer is played, people are crying in the trailer. I mean, you know, you're in a movie and it is so emotional, that movie. And it, I think this thing is just going to do, you know, big numbers unexpectedly, because it's one of these, you know, faith-based movies. And this is what's happening in this, you know, kind of war in religion that's been taking place in our country today. You know, still people are coming out to see, you know, whether it's unplanned, and we've got another abortion movie, Roe v. Wade, that'll be coming out at the end of the year as well. And I spoke with the director and writer here a couple of weeks ago. Nick Loeb, and Dr. Alveda King, a good friend, is in the movie. She's one of the executive producers as well. But Breakthrough, in fact, I interviewed the real Jason Noble and John Smith. And John Smith was the young man who fell through the ice and, for an incredible amount of minutes, he was without a heartbeat underwater. I mean, it's just an absolute miracle. And when I interviewed the producer, Devon Franklin, he said everything about that movie is true to the story. And so this is going to capture a lot of imaginations. And as I said, I have never seen anything like this before, being in a movie. And, you know, you watch the trailers and watch people's emotion just over the trailer of this movie. This is how powerful this movie is. And I've had a chance to see that. And I know that people are going to really love this movie, especially people of faith, because it, it gives you hope. And I mean, this is a true story of a kid that, you know, falls through the ice and is underwater. And as the, emergency personnel went there, you know, one guy says, hey, look, this is going to be a recovery. You know, he's been underwater too long. It's not going to be a rescue. But, as we know, the scenario is different. And as I said, I had a chance to speak directly with John Smith. And, you would think, like, nothing's happened. This guy's totally healthy and no brain damage. He should have had brain damage. I mean, it's an incredible story. So that'll be out next week, and we'll talk more about it, I'm sure.
Next weekend. Well, that's what's happening this weekend. And have a great one.
You got it. Steve Evans, he is the movie guy, and he reports every week live from Hollywood, California, keeping us up to date as to the winners and losers at the box office as well. And we'll see. Do you think Shazam's going to hang in there for another week?
Shazam should be number one. That's right.
All right. Stay tuned for details, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, Steve-O. We'll see you at the Cineplex, buddy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers.